702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
And of course, The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with the US and their military expansion. They already have more bases around the world than any other country. And now they're going to be basing more of them in Europe.
Yeah, back to the bad old days, or were they good old days? We're not sure. The Cold War old days, anyway. There was one stage when there were several hundred thousand American forces based in Europe. There were 100,000 British forces based in Germany, for instance, all scaled back and bases closed and land given back and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now here we are then heading back in that direction. So, for instance, the United States has announced a permanent army headquarters in Poland, which they haven't had before. New U.S. warships are going to be based in Spain. So obviously that's Mediterranean patrolling, etc. Fighter jets and more squadrons of them to head to the U.K. That's very quickly done, to be honest. They fly across the Atlantic. Here they are, although there's infrastructure. And there already are American bases, and we always call them RAF bases, but the RAF bases that are in the hands of the Americans. Ground troops being sent to Romania, more training of Ukrainian forces across Europe, in particular in the United Kingdom, and all this coming out of the NATO summit, which is still going on in Madrid. They probably have some more announcements to make as well. It's a big deal. Frankly, if this does all calm down and become a Cold War with Russia, that would be welcome. I mean, even the frostiness of the Cold War and the scariness of that would be welcome compared to, let's say, a hot war. Oh, boy.
I wonder what Putin's biggest regret with all of this is going to be when the dust has settled. I wonder. I suppose we'll never know. All right, talk to me about the Paris terror trial.
Yeah, it's been quite something. It's gone on for 9 months. So it began in the pandemic with masks and the full thing. 20 people going on trial for those terrible attacks. You may remember them. It was a Friday night in Paris 6 years ago. 130 people were killed by Islamist jihadi extremists at the Bataclan concert theatre, bars, restaurants, the National Football Stadium in Paris. Most of those, of course, who carried out the attack were either shot by police or blew themselves up in some way. But 20 have gone on trial. One of them, one of the ringleaders, Salah Absalam, the other 19 essentially aiding and abetting. All of them found guilty, all of them with great big hefty jail terms. But one amazing positive out of this, I mean, apart from maybe justice or whatever, but friendship between the survivors and the sufferers and victims' families and so forth. This extraordinary group of people who come together in all the testimony and the evidence that's been heard and sitting through the trial, they call themselves the potage, as in the thick soup, but also playing on the French words for buddies and hostages. So a thick soup of buddies and hostages. They talk about the need to share their pain, about finding answers together, but even if not finding answers, about asking questions en masse, about the strength in numbers, if you like. And aren't we a funny lot, Bongs? I mean, we can go through plenty, can't we, in life, as long as we don't feel alone. And I guess that's what's happened with Le Potage.
That's extraordinary. I would not, wherever I thought your reporting on that story was going to go, that's not what I imagined, Adam. All right, talk to me. Regrets. We've all had a few, right? A charity survey on our biggest regrets in life.
Now, they don't tell us what Vladimir Putin's going to regret, but they do tell us that 40% of us, this is 200 British charities who sort of clubbed together on this report, they tell us that 40% of us regret the way we have lived our lives so far, which is desperately sad. 40%. 50% of us are worried that we're wasting our time on the planet. In particular, inevitably, perhaps, it's regret of what we haven't done rather than what we have. So the top five regret list: not traveling enough, not looking after our health, too little time spent with family, too much time spent at work, and not being a better parent. Do you know what? That stuff is easy to do, you would think, easy to sort out. I think the point is that from this report, they're saying that at the end of life, whenever that is, we all want to be able to say, rien de rien, je ne regrette rien. We don't want to do the other thing, do we?
I've always said that the most dishonest people are those that say that they don't have regrets. Yeah, it's easy enough to sort out all that stuff, as you say, Adam, but what did the Buddha tell us? We always think we've got time, don't we? Thank you very much for this morning's Worldview.